Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the stocks that matter most in tech right now. Today we're diving deep into Supermicro Computer, ticker SMCI, a company that's been riding the AI wave harder than almost anyone else out there. Over the past year, this stock has been a wild ride, down around 45% from its highs, even as the broader AI boom continues. But recent earnings have sparked some fresh optimism and even a short squeeze debate. Let's unpack exactly where Supermicro stands, what the numbers say, and whether this is a buy-the-dip opportunity or a name still carrying real risks. Supermicro Computer develops and manufactures high-performance server and storage solutions built around modular architectures that customers love for AI training, data centers, and cloud workloads. Founded back in 1993 and headquartered in San Jose, the company sells through direct sales, resellers, system integrators, and OEMs. With roughly 5,684 full-time employees, and Charles Lang still at the helm as CEO, Supermicro has carved out a reputation for flexible, high-density systems that scale quickly with the exploding demand for AI infrastructure. Looking at the revenue breakdown for fiscal 2025, the vast majority came from server and storage systems at about $21.3 billion, while subsystems and accessories added another $660 million. Geographically, the United States dominated with $13.05 billion, Asia contributed $5.49 billion, Europe $2.73 billion, and other regions the rest. That heavy tilt toward North American AI and hyperscale customers explains why the company has been able to more than double revenue year over year, even while navigating supply chain hiccups. On the earnings front, fiscal 2025 delivered revenue of $21.97 billion, up sharply from $14.99 billion the prior year, with net income landing at $1.05 billion and diluted EPS of 1.68. Gross margins held steady around 11%, and the company posted strong operating cash flow of $1.66 billion for the year. Recent quarterly results have shown margin beats and upbeat guidance that sent the stock popping 5% in one session, reigniting talk of a potential short squeeze as AI data center demand stays robust. Management commentary from the latest earnings call highlighted record financial results driven by core AI and data center operations, with emphasis on expanding the customer base, managing supply chain constraints, and leveraging modular server designs to capture more hyperscale wins. Executives sounded confident that the momentum can continue into the back half of the year as long as component availability holds up. From a balance sheet perspective, total assets reached $14.2 billion by the end of fiscal 2025, supported by $5.17 billion in cash and cash equivalents. Total liabilities came in at $7.72 billion, leaving stockholders' equity at $6.3 billion. The current ratio sits comfortably above 2.6, and while debt to equity has risen to 0.89, free cash flow yield remains under pressure at negative 32% because of heavy working capital needs tied to growth. Overall, the company is financially solid for its size, but clearly reinvesting aggressively to keep pace with AI demand. On valuation, the trailing price-to-earnings ratio clocks in around 17 times, while the price-to-sales multiple is roughly 0.63 times, which looks reasonable given the revenue trajectory. Forward PE estimates for the next few years range from the mid-teens down into single digits if growth holds, suggesting the market is pricing in continued expansion but not giving the stock much of a premium after the recent pullback. Strengths include record revenue and earnings momentum, plus a strong position in the AI server market. Weaknesses center on thin margins, heavy reliance on a few large customers, and ongoing legal overhang from alleged export control issues. Opportunities lie in further AI infrastructure buildouts and geographic expansion, while threats include intensifying competition, potential macro slowdowns in data center spending, and any negative resolution to the class action lawsuits currently making headlines. Looking at the price action, the stock has posted a 5.8% gain over the past week and 3.2% over the past month, yet it remains down 23.9% over 6 months and 45.3% over the trailing year, despite the five-year return still exceeding 800%. The recent bounce after the earnings beat shows technical support forming, But the longer-term downtrend from the 2024 highs reminds us that sentiment can shift quickly on any hint of guidance disappointment. All told, Supermicro remains one of the purest plays on AI infrastructure spending, and the latest numbers show the business is executing at a high level. That said, the legal clouds and valuation compression after last year's run-up mean investors need to size positions carefully and watch upcoming filings closely. If you're comfortable with the volatility and believe AI CapEx stays strong, the current levels could offer an interesting entry, but this is not a set-it-and-forget-it name. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.